Good morning and welcome to everyone. I have a small second sermon for today. Please forgive. Today's the feast day, the day on which we commemorate St. Mark of Ephesus, and you may not know of him. It's interesting that he is St. Mark of Ephesus because he never went to Ephesus that I'm aware of. He lived in Constantinople because Ephesus had been overcome by Muslims at that point. But he did go to the Council of Florence in the early 1400s. And this was a period of time in which the church, throughout the church, the Byzantine Empire, it was being overcome by Muslims. So they were seeking help from the Western Empire, from Rome. And so they had a Council of Florence to see if they could work out the difference between the Roman Catholic Church and the Eastern Orthodox Church. And they were rather desperate about this. So they went there and they talked about all the various things, purgatory and hellfire and flames and all kinds of things, all of which Mark, you know, no way. And he was so strong at that council, it was beautiful to read some of the records of it. But everyone wanted him to capitulate. Everyone wanted him to give in, you know, get with the times, Mark, get with the times. And he wouldn't do it. He wouldn't budge an inch. So ultimately, many of the bishops there sort of came up with a conciliatory version of the council that allowed for a union to take place. And it was quite fascinating because when they went back to their homelands, a couple of things happened. First, the Pope asked about the council, and they said, well, we've settled these issues, so you know it shouldn't be too long. And the Bishop of Rome said, well, what about Mark of Ephesus? And they said, well, he disagreed, and he goes, won't go anywhere. And sure enough, so they went back home, and any of them who began to promote this immediately, in so many of the churches, they did the that period version of tar and feathering. Out they went. The whole congregation just walked the bishops out of the churches, out to the edge of the city, and said, goodbye, we're done with you. So the vox populi, the voice of the people, understood this and cared for this. Now, we often speak of the church either being a thermometer or a thermostat. A thermometer is something that kind of goes, what's the temperature in these times? What should we adjust to in order to be with it in this time? And that isn't what the church is. There are a lot of churches that are like that, but this church is not like that. It's a thermostat. 72 degrees, doesn't change. Get used to it. That's what the one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church does. It stays right where it is, and it doesn't adjust these positions. Now, I've been watching this pretty consciously for about 40 years, and I've seen an interesting thing happen. Every time a denomination has taken these steps where they cast out opposition to abortion and, you know, various things like that, moral issues that are really serious, and drop the biblical and church teaching, and they accept these things, well, it just looks great at the time. They're with it, flags are flying, you know, they're sensitive, they're with the times, it all looks great. But you know what happens? In 20 years, how big is that denomination? About half. Another 20 years, about half again. It's a ticket to church suicide. And the interesting thing is that others keep jumping in to that water. One did last week. And if they would look at any of the studies, if they would just look at them, they would say, hey, y'all, let's go commit suicide as a denomination. Let's look at our numbers diminishing. In 20 years, there'll just be half of us here. In another 20 years, we'll start closing our churches because we can't afford them anymore. There'll just be half of us again. That's what happens. Why does that happen? God is not mocked. Whatever blessing he places on them, I believe he withdraws when they make a decision like that. Otherwise, why would that happen? So, one thing I can say to you, you don't have to worry about that. That compromise will never happen here. It simply will never happen here. And we will do our very best to follow the path that has been handed to us from the beginning of the Christian church, from the Lord, his apostles, the fathers and mothers of the church, the great saints and righteous believers who had handed on to us this saving faith. And you know something? The faith is only saving when it's whole. As soon as you start breaking pieces off of it, it starts going in an opposite direction, probably in a death spiral, it appears. But when it stays whole, Catholic, apostolic, one, it brings health to people. It does the opposite. It grows and thrives and propagates. So, sorry for the second sermon, but, you know, St. Mark is such a great target.